Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Danny, I don't even know how different this show could possibly sound from the Mondays that presided it, because it's the same game happening over and over again where Washington's uncompetitive and loses by 20 or more points. The Commanders have lost 5 straight and the last 4 by at least 21. That is the first time that has happened in the NFL in 23 years. The 2002 Arizona Cardinals were the last team to go through a month this futile. Washington hasn't had this happen organizationally since the middle of the 1950s, when my dad, who's in Vegas at the Sphere today to see the Wizard of Oz in his mid-70s, was a toddler. This is so bad, and it shows no signs of ending.
So I this isn't a try to call anybody out or dunk on anybody or any kind of thing like that. I tweeted this out at Funny Danny. I didn't understand the discourse around this game from a lot of folks, right? Like, I went on with our buddies Denton Day and Linnell Willingham before the game, and shortly before me, I was listening, and Kevin Sheehan was on. He's going, I got him in my smell test here because this is a tough spot for Detroit. This, I'm going, why are we treating this like it's a normal football game? Like, in other words, the boys were doing a great show, as they always do, but it's like, oh, yeah, if they can establish the run, yeah, play action. No. Uncompetitive 3 straight weeks, losing by more than 20 points, historically bad. Anything other than they're so uncompetitive is a waste of everyone's breath. That's what they are. They are beyond uncompetitive. This does not happen in this league. The teams picking first and second and third don't have this happen. Historically bad teams don't have this happen. Miami beat Buffalo this weekend, man. Miami sucks. They're probably, I haven't checked, but I imagine they're favorites this weekend against the lowly Washington football boys.
Yeah, they're about 2-point favorites. But you're answering your own question as to how we got here or why that was the conversation. Because the 8-2 Broncos were playing 2-7 Vegas, and they won a 10-7 nail biter. That's what happens in this league all the time. Bad teams play good teams tough. The Giants, who fired Brian Daboll today because they're 2-8, we're up 10 points on the Chicago Bears, who are 6-3 and might make the playoffs. The Jaguars lost to a 3-win team and gave up 36 points to a backup quarterback in a bad offense. The Dolphins just about shut out the Bills. They did for 3-plus quarters. And a 2-7 Miami team beat a 6-2 Buffalo team. So the reason why people, I think, looked at the Detroit matchup and said, maybe, just maybe, in addition to the fact that the point spread swung toward Washington as the week went along, which is normally telling, is that all over the league, every single week, you see this happening. Not here. Not this time. Not this month. The gauntlet is officially over, at least, Danny. We looked ahead to this 3-game stretch against elite teams. You and I circled this thing when the calendar came out. We pointed to it all first quarter of the season. We pointed to it as we were going into it. Can you get a win? And the answer was a resounding no.
A really big no.
You play Kansas City, Seattle, and Detroit, couple of primetime games, and thank God, a 425 game that was supposed to have been on national TV but was flexed out. The networks are wising up to Washington, I would say. And you go 0-3, but that's not the story. Losing is allowed. Losing in this league is acceptable.
Happens every week.
As the great Joe Gibbs used to say, it's hard to win up here. They got outscored by 67 points during the gauntlet. They got outgained by 546 yards over three games during the gauntlet. Danny Washington's not losing. They are getting eviscerated. And if you say, well, I don't remember a stretch like this, no one does.
Yeah.
It's been 23 years since a team has had a month this inept. Here comes Madrid. Here comes the Miami Dolphins.
Yeah. I'm not telling anybody how to feel, but I want you to do an exercise with me. I want you to imagine, after a bye week, you fall to 5-3, and you lose a game you know you shouldn't have lost. It got away from you. That wasn't us, man. We can't be like that. That's not who we are. I need to do something. I got to fix something. I can't just sit idly by and let this river flow and say, wow, I got to, it's flooded down there. I got to do something to stem the tide. I have to change something. I'm the Detroit Lions. Dan Quinn goes and has a heart-to-heart with his hand-chosen offensive coordinator, first-year guy, who's a league veteran, has been around forever. Not the Johnny Morton that's a receiver. It's a Johnny Morton that's a pudgy offensive coordinator-looking guy. Strips him of play-calling duties. He's got the IHOP menu, and he's dialing it up this weekend against Washington. I got to fix something. I am desperate. I can't let what just happened stand. I'm driven to act. Then we gently fade, and in film industry, it's called a star wipe. We star wipe away from what's going on with Detroit. Cut to Washington. No one did anything. No one did anything.
That's not true.
No one did anything.
Joe Witt was on the sideline.
Joe Witt changed seats like a superstitious idiot at home.
Where are they going to move him to next?
Timbuktu. Away, please. A gulag somewhere. No one has done anything. It was the story last week. It will remain the story until someone does something. Demotion. Firing. Benching something. It's unacceptable. It's a joke. I have lost all confidence in the folks over there. Until something changes dramatically, I don't believe it's going to work out. There
good news for Danny Ruye and the people who want something done. They've got a bye week coming after Miami, and they're one more clunker on defense away from something significant happening, because there would just be no way to go into a bye week and come out on the other side without a shift, the change. Whether that's the half-ass move would just be Dan Quinn taking over play calling duties and saving his guy's job and keeping Joe Witt around. If you really want to go all the way in, though, you blow him out after the Dolphins game if it goes really, really badly again. People have been fired for so much less in this league. In fact, almost every coordinator who's ever been fired has been fired for less. Because stretches like this do not happen. They gave up more yards to the Lions yesterday, 546, than they have given up in any game since 2013. That's what I can't get past, Danny. Again, this is my reoccurring theme you're going to notice today. I'm okay with bad with all these injuries. I will accept a loss. I will accept not being anywhere close to your best. I cannot accept being this horrendous and embarrassing, the inability to field just a reasonably professional product. You're getting beat by 3 touchdowns every single week, man. What are we doing here?
Bruce Allen says hello. Vinny Serrato is going, yeah, I remember that.
No, they
pretty
don't.
Good. That's actually true. It's worse than
happen.
That. No, it's
they
worse than
never
that.
Never had yeah. happen, those
you're right.
boobs.
You're right.
Those idiots never had a stretch like this. It's insane that it could possibly be this bad. And I'm one of the people going, I know you got a lot of injuries. I get that there's only so much you could do. And yet, the bar that I have lowered to the point last week where I'm going to you, I think they could keep this thing within 10 to 12. I think this is a 31-20 kind of game. We're no longer saying, could they win? It's just, can they be within 11, 12, 13 points? That's the bar now, and you can't even reach that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've run out of ways to quantify it, to your point. You're right, because it is historically bad. And again, if that was the case, and I saw the desperation, right? Instead, now it's, you know, the cryptic comments from Marcus Mariota. I got Daron Payne swinging on Amon-Ra St. Brown. I got Javon Kinlaw. Next question, broing J.P. Finley's reasonable question in the postgame. You know, I've seen this before. Now, there's no off-field scandal. There's no, you know, harassment and normal Dan Snyder insulting stuff. It's just bad football, which we know here, but it's never been like this. I mean, Jack Del Rio was cut loose when his defense reached historically bad proportion. Every number you can find with this defense is worse than that. Every single one. I understand not being the third best defense in the sport. I get it. 7th, 10th, 12th, whatever. I understand not even being top half with all the injuries. You can't be the worst. This is always my axiom. You cannot be the worst. And they are not only the worst this year, they're historically the worst. In terms of EPA per play, expected points added per play, this is one of the five worst defenses since they started tracking the stat. Since 2002.
Yeah, there's metrics right now that say it's the 9th worst defense of all time. I'd like to see the other 8, by the way. But
expansion teams, right? You know?
It's so easy. That's what is so hard to get past with this defense is, like, I'm a numbers guy. We could throw all the numbers you want at you. The fact that they're dead last in yards per play allowed. The fact that there hasn't been a defense in the 2000s that's given up this yards per play as a passing group. We could go through numbers. You watched the game. You see it. When the Seahawks want to go play action and get Jackson Smith and Jigba in the middle of the field on a crosser or a dig, all they do is call the play, and there's no answer. Over and over and over again. In this game, they come out and they go, we're going to get Amon-Ra St. Brown going. And he does. Then they go, let's let Khalif Raymond be our number one receiver for a few drives. And he goes for 50. Then they go, you know, we haven't thrown to Jameson Williams. You get the third quarter. And then Oprah Winfrey style, he goes 6 for 100 and on like 3 drives. It was almost as if, and I'm not doing a bit here, they basically were just like on the sideline going, all right, whose turn is it? Because they would feature someone, Laporta, and then St. Brown, and you know, now it's J-Mo's turn.
It's like, we know guys have fantasy teams. Let's make sure everybody eats.
But they can't do anything. Mm-hmm. They can't rush the quarterback. They hit Jared Goff all of 5 times. They didn't have a sack. They missed tackles. They cannot cover. I asked Logan Paulson in our Take Command show today that dropped. I said, his point is, coming out of the bye, you're going now. You have extra time after this Miami game. They need to basically change their defense. You're too injury prone to run this one, so you have to come up with a new defense and run a different one because you can't run this one, which is actually a smart, good plan. Great, let's do that. What do you do well enough to make that the nucleus of your new thing? That's what a coach does. A coach sits in his office. Grant Witt goes, what is home base for us? What do we actually do at a reasonable level? Danny, I can't think of anything. Mm. What does this defense do at a high level? Good luck. By the way, you mentioned Daron Payne. Got ejected for punching a guy in the helmet. Team captain, by the way. He was named captain on defense this week. I don't want to hear about your culture anymore. You had back-to-back plays where your highest-paid defensive players got 15-yard penalties for punching the helmet of a player and for hitting an official up around the head. I don't know if he meant to or not, but that's what happened with Payne and with Kinlaw. The Lions, that's a good culture. They're not getting flagged all game long, by the way. 2 of their 3 penalties were when they kicked it out of bounds, which was brilliant, to get the ball to 25 after Washington gave them extra yards after a touchdown.
Uh-huh.
They only had 1 penalty the rest of the game, and they're not punching anybody. That's a culture. That's a brotherhood. I never want to hear the word culture again. when your captains are punching people in the head and getting ejected from the game. You saw that he got suspended.
Yes.
He does not make the trip to Madrid. So as you're having this get-right game on defense, your highest-paid player and probably your best defensive player, Deron Payne, will be unavailable for you.
They still haven't stopped the Lions. To me, somebody reacting and doing something stupid, I'm not condoning it, by the way. It's obviously dumb. It's inexcusable, and he should be suspended. I think that was the right call. I can understand heat of the moment lashing out, right? You think somebody did something to you first. You know, it's dumb. You shouldn't do it. You need to be better than that.
Loser organizations do it.
But I can kind of understand, right? Again, I'm not condoning it.
How about, by the way, before you move on from that, after the game, Javon Kinlaw and these guys
This is where I'm going.
He got hit first.
This is where I'm going.
What a loser quote that is.
What I need, if we're asking for understanding, after Javon Kinlaw commits a penalty, he's now in the face of Jared Goff doing the Duke front clap and trash-talking the guy on their way to a third straight touchdown, which, by the way, they would score on every subsequent drive. I might want to holster my chatter for a minute before I made a tackle. I might want to wait a second before letting everybody know that I'll be here all day. Will you? Will you be around? Good. Because we can't wait to take advantage of you and your terrible gap discipline. We can't wait to run around you, towards you, behind you. We can't wait to throw it and have you chase our asses down for chunk play after chunk play after chunk play. Respectfully to that giant man who could squash me like a grape, shut up. Shut up, you stupid idiot. Shut up. Sit there and be grateful that you conned somebody into giving you that much money. Be grateful that someone's like, I know it hasn't worked out in multiple places before, and every time he leaves, people are like, what the hell's the matter with that guy? Oh, it's going to work for us. Wrong, by the way. I remember that guy from a couple months ago where it was good. That's over now. He stinks like the rest of them do. So my respectful advice, again, to a guy that if he decided to could just bend me and fold me like a chair, put me in a trash can and leave me for dead, please shut your mouth up. Shut up, shut up, shut up, you stupid idiot.
I think it'd be so funny if he folded you like a chair.
He could. I mean, it'd be funny for 10 seconds. And then it's like, oh my God, Danny's seriously hurt because this giant man that's so strong killed him. He broke his spine like Bane on Batman. But please shut that mouth right up. Just please be quiet.
It wasn't just him, but that was the refrain in the locker room after the game last night was, the refs missed it. He got hit first. That is such a childish loser response. It's like the grown-up that gets in the fight at the game, who's like, he was talking trash, he said this. Are you 40? Did you punch another human being in public? You're the problem. You suck. And so, in Deron Payne's case, was it a stupid thing to hit Amon-Ra St. Brown? Yes. Is it the end of the world? No. But that's how you know this culture ain't where it needs to be. When the response is not, yeah, we lost our cool, we got to be better. What an easy quote that is, by the way. Our team captain can't punch their guy in the head. Our team captain can't get ejected when he's our best player on defense, when we're having the worst defensive stretch that we have had in team history, and can't play next week as we're trying to slow down Devin Achane now, even though he might be our best player against the run. That would be a really easy quote. Instead, they called us names. They hit us first. What loser talk that was. I was so embarrassed. There were so many things that made me cringe and just kind of like, if it was a, honestly, it's a feeling I remember as a Commanders fan.
Yeah, I know this one. Leron Landry flexing over somebody after a 25-yard gain. That's what that is.
Culture. You want to see a culture? The Lions have a million injuries. The Lions' offensive line, by the way, okay? They are without a guard. The guy that they were playing at guard 74 yesterday looked like he had never played football before last week. You wouldn't have known it yesterday. Then they lose Penei Sewell on a touchdown drive. They keep going right down the field. They lose their center, and they're bringing some dude in wearing 57 that I don't know. It's an unrecognizable group. The interior is completely reworked. They're without a tackle at one point. They had, at minimum yesterday, three guys off the field and random backups on the field on that O-line. Did you ever notice it once? Not one time. They did whatever they wanted, Danny. They ran the ball for 225 yards. They threw the ball for 320 yards. Jared Goff had 8 incompletions all game. His jersey was clean. He was never pressured. 3 injuries on the O-line. Injuries, aren't you supposed to lose by 20 when that happens?
I had to look it up. Jack Fox. That's their punter's name.
He's a good punter.
I wouldn't know. I had to look it up, though, because you never saw him. No stops. None.
1 punt the last 2 games. I actually posted a video of it today if you want to go check it out for old time's sake at Grant H. Paulson. It was Seattle with 4 minutes to play, and they had run the ball trying to run clock up 24 on 1st, 2nd, and 3rd down. And on 3rd and 8, they ran the ball and got 7.5. But they were kind enough to not go for the 4th and 1. And so then they punted. That is the punt forced by this defense over 2 weeks.
Let's update the no punt offense t-shirts to the no punt defense t-shirts.
Ooh,
and sell them.
I don't know if the... Are those going to move?
Well, all you have to do is have somebody with a Sharpie and cross out the word offense and write defense, but like make it like a fence.
Let's talk to CK about that. Could we just take the no punt offense shirts, do a cross out on offense, and then put defense and repackage those?
The no punt defense.
See if we can move some merch today on Grant and Danny. We're at a point. This week will be different. They're not going to lose by 20. Whether or not they win, I'm no longer as confident as I was. They're now the underdogs in this game, and they could very easily lose to Miami, who looked great against Buffalo. Just in time, by the way. Way to get your act together, Mike McDaniel. Everything's going great. But I'm so conflicted on even how to talk about this today, how to cover this team right now. And my reasoning is the way that I view this game is their injuries have decimated them and made it really, really impossible for them to consistently win and to be anything close to what they would have been, Danny. And that's a reality that they're dealing with this season. But there's a Grand Canyon-sized gap between accepting what is happening on the field and even what I'm willing to accept when you're injury-prone as a diminished product, right?
Yes.
If they were, like, I could even get to 3-7 maybe in a way where you're scratching your claw on every week and it looks good.
You've lost like you did to the Bears. Heartbreaking.
Yes.
Go, oh, shit. I mean, that wouldn't feel, it wouldn't be fun, but you could go, I understand it. They're doing everything they possibly can. Whereas today, everyone's circling the clip of Frankie Louvu looks. My point always is, I understand injuries. I'm not some, Neanderthal, it's going to go, next man up, I don't care. Okay, I care a lot, actually. It makes perfect sense. I understand your ceiling's lowered. I care about the guys that were going to start anyhow. I care about the guys that were absolutely part of this thing, that were the plan, who stink on ice. The guys that have been paid. The guys that are here because of the will of the front office and the coaching staff. They said, I select him over every other option that's available. Those guys are terrible, too. I care about that.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.